It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, if you've been listening to me long enough, you know that I think there's value in all systems of medicine. I happen to be a naturopathic doctor. Now, my parents, believe it or not, I come from the family of pharmacists. My parents are both pharmacists. Yep, I grew up in the Midwest, and basically my entire healthcare I was growing up was here, take this, very reductionistic mode of here, take this, a pharmaceutical agent, okay? And I have to tell you that my choice to become a naturopathic doctor, and certainly probably some other choices I've made, kind of made my parents scratch their head and say, did we take that wrong kid home from the hospital? But seriously, I want to talk this segment about the hidden dangers of these medications because, boy, oh boy, it's counterintuitive, right? You go to your doctor because you're not feeling well. You get something for treatment because you're going to a doctor that's a service industry to get help. And guess what? Some of these medications that are, quote unquote, there to help you are really, really quite dangerous. And we need to talk more and more about it because as a naturopathic doctor in my system of medicine, first do no harm truly means that guess what? There are so many easy, effective, affordable, accessible things, ways, etc. that you can do before drugs and surgery. It's the risk-benefit ratio, right? And there's so many risks of these medications. I gotta talk about a couple of them. I mean, what I call drug-induced nutrient deficiencies, okay? We can get nutritionally deficient for many reasons. I mean, certainly our compromised soil, our compromised food chain, a lot of times our compromised choices. And I got to tell you something. If you've ever taken a biochemistry class and you can remember, every single part of the way our biochemistry works is fueled by a nutrient. An amino acid, a vitamin, a mineral, those are cofactors that create enzymatic reactions. These nutrients and nutrition are not just a couple shelves in your health food store, okay? This is real live stuff that makes our bodies pump. And if we start depleting nutrients, that's when we really start getting sick. And guess what? That's the counterintuitive thing. Let's talk about a couple of them at least. I'm going to talk about statin medications. Now, I'm going to write a blog. You got to go to radiomd.com after this because I'm going to write a blog about statins because I think there are very few appropriate candidates that are slotted that should be taking statin medications. Now, statin medications, the biggest thing, these are HMG CoA reductase inhibitors, all right? Well, it's just they're trying to suppress an enzyme that the body requires to produce cholesterol. So it blocks the cholesterol in your liver, but guess what else it blocks? It blocks CoQ10 from being made, all right? Now, when you block CoQ10 from being made, it's a big problem because it's called ubiquinone, or it is, and so it's ubiquitous. It's in every single cell in our body. And guess what it is a precursor to? It is a precursor to energy, all right, to ATP. And guess what? If you are getting depleted in CoQ10, I mean, CoQ10 is so important for muscle function, the heart muscle. For sure, because that's a big muscle in your body that's pumping even when you're not noticing. It is keeping you alive when you're at rest, when you're sleeping, when you're active, when you're in a fitness regime. It's a big muscle, and that muscle and each of those little myocells, they need CoQ10, all right? And so guess what? If you don't have CoQ10, you actually can start having muscle fatigue, having a propensity then and risk factor for guess what? I keep saying guess what, but I'm going to tell you, a heart attack. All right, so it depletes CoQ10. My biggest shout out is that if you are on a statin medication, first of all, there are so many things that you can do for that exit strategy. If your cholesterol is elevated, cardiovascular exercise, some proven, clinically proven foods like walnuts, blueberries, oat bran, and apples can be eaten. High in fiber, okay, high fiber, nutrient dense, plant strong diets can pull cholesterol out. Fish oil for triglycerides, losing weight if you need to. You can get off that statin medication, but if you're on it and while you're on it, here's the deal. 100 milligrams of CoQ10 a day. Now, I would say actually 200 milligrams if you're on a statin medication. And I would get honestly, the ubiquinol, that's the reduced form. It's got, instead of the ubiquinone, O-N-E at the end, it's the N-O-L. It's got the L at the end because it'll just be absorbed better, all right? So you've got to feed your cells. That is a huge nutrient rob when you're taking statins and you can't live without it, all right? Here's the other thing that I hate. And my mom, gosh darn it, she's on a statin. Gosh darn it, she's on an acid blocker. These acid blockers, I'm talking about the proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec, the purple pill like Nexium, Zantac, you name it. So you have a little heartburn, right? Usually due to secondary to indigestion. Well, there's a whole lots of reasons why people are having a hard time digesting food. Sometimes it's the food itself. But if you suppress acid, you can get nutrients robbed, such as the B vitamins, minerals like calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and so much else, because we require stomach acid to absorb these things. And if we're just blocking the acid, we're not going to be able to break down our proteins adequately, and we're not going to be able to absorb these nutrients. And my mom, I got to tell you something. She's been on a proton pump inhibitor for a long, long time. And I can just check off her medical history. But gallbladder disease and a cholecystectomy, so she got her gallbladder out, check. Severe osteoporosis, check. Because I got to tell you something, they double the risk for hip fractures. And guess what? Mom fell just 2 weeks ago and fractured her other hip. Okay, so I'm trying and working really hard with her to settle her stomach down. Now, she had a ripped up stomach because of poor diet, alcohol use, etc. And sometimes I have to tell you something. When you think that you need this acid blocker, I think sometimes it's not the case at all. It's that you have too little stomach acid, and that can happen, and it does happen for a lot of people. So if you don't have enough stomach acid, the food that you do eat, if it's high in animal protein, etc., kind of just sits there. And then you start to get gas, bloating, and the bloating feeling will push that some acid that you might have there. So I call it a hypochlorhydria, we would say. And it will start, because of the bloating, it'll start to irritate the esophageal sphincter right there. And then in your mind, because you're like, oh, I have heartburn, you go to your doctor, and they're like, here, let's suppress that acid. And we just start a slippery slope towards so many other problems. I got to tell you, my mom is a perfect example. So what can you do? If you have been prescribed if you're feeling heartburn, there's almost like a natural Tums. There's a product called Axia 3. It actually comes in a roll. They're prebiotics. They have some peppermint in it, and it's amazing for symptom relief. You also want to start chewing your food. You can actually try betaine HCl. So you can try, I know counterintuitive, but you can actually try to introduce acid into your stomach to see like, wow, hey, this helps. So betaine HCl. And then also you want to make sure that chlorophyll is another thing. That is a really, really nice and convenient way to restore nutrients that are depleted by acid blockers. And so if you're on one, think about spirulina. Nutrex Hawaii Spirulina Pacific has a great brand. Sun Chlorella is another great brand. Those are some things that you can take easily digested to actually get that those nutrients back up to snuff. Now, last thing I want to talk about are antidepressants. What are the nutrients robbed there? Iodine. Okay. This mineral is required for healthy cell metabolism and especially thyroid function. So if you're on an antidepressant, it's really important that you make sure that, first of all, identify and treat the cause. Why are you feeling blue? Are you not being able to make your neurotransmitter serotonin because you're not fueling yourself well with nutrient dense, plant strong things? Or if you're on an antidepressant, make sure perhaps you can do urine iodine test is the best, I think. And so see what your iodine level is, and for you've got to be able to supplement. Okay, consider kelp or an iodine supplement. So in first, do no harm. Know that there are so many things that you can do before drugs that rob you of nutrients and make your life worse. All right, I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.